Ushiba Morihei wrote a poem about 75 sacred sounds generating the prosperity of all the world's workings, which is either the most ambitious productivity framework ever conceived, or just true.
LaTeX Space Coyote has been working through Ueshiba's Doka, and this episode follows one poem, number 119, from its classical Japanese text through translation, prosody, and cosmological commentary.
Let's start with what the poem actually says, and why the number 75 carries so much weight.
The question this poem poses is how divine effective movement connects to worldly prosperity, not as metaphor, but as mechanism. Doka 119 makes a direct claim about cosmic causation, and the commentary unpacks exactly how that claim is structured.
The translation given in the post reads, "The great August parents, their 75 voices effective stirrings, the workings of these worlds ever increasing in prosperity."
What that means in practice is that the 75 sounds are not decorative. They refer to the classic Kotodama schema, 50 basic syllables, 20 voiced, 5 semi-voiced, totaling 75. The post frames these as cosmogonic forces, not phonetics, the affective movements of the divine that set the world's undertakings in motion toward flourishing.
And the grammar does real work here. The particle mi marks cause. The perfective nuru closes the result. The poem isn't wishing for prosperity. It's announcing it as already accomplished.
The post calls this yoshuku, anticipatory celebration. The closing line, iya sakai nuru, presents flourishing as a completed fact, which the commentary says abolishes the distance between wish and reality. The perfective doesn't close the past. It draws future Iyasaka into the present moment of utterance.
So speaking the poem is itself participating in what the poem describes, which is either a very sophisticated theory of language or a very elegant loop.
The commentary is explicit on that point. It says the Doka does not count word spirit as its object. It acts as word spirit. And the prosody reinforces this. The third line, Gojo Doni, runs one mora over the expected count. And the post identifies the honorific prefix go as the syllable responsible for the overflow. Reverence for the divine literally exceeds the metrical container. And the lower stanza's 7-7 form then restores order. So the poem enacts the movement it describes, disruption into restored flourishing.
The post also traces how Doka 119 sits in sequence. Doka 116 establishes the law of Kusanagi. 117 frames heaven and earth as one household. 118 introduces the 75 voices as a weaving of the world. This poem shifts from sound to the effective movement of sound, from phonation to the divine felt motion that generates prosperity.
And the commentary connects all of this to Ueshiba's six primers. Primer 1 grounds Bu as cosmic principle. Primer 3 insists that voice, body, and heart-mind move in a single beat. Primer 6 sets the highest criterion, which effective movement to resonate, as alignment with supreme love.
One thread worth naming. The post observes that jodo, the word for effective movement, is a modern psychological term, a translation of the English word emotion, dropped into the center of archaic ritual language. Ancient cosmology, modern psychology. One waistline.
The commentary calls this kokin konko, a mingling of ancient and modern, and notes that the honorific go reconstitutes the modern term as cosmological language. The strangeness of that third line operates on three levels simultaneously: lexical history, meter, and sound color.
What the post ultimately asks is where the listener folds their next utterance, toward the 108 knots of self-attachment, or toward the ever-increasing flourishing of a world not yet named.
The through line across the Doka sequence is that voice, technique, and the world's workings are one continuum, not separate domains.
And the next poem in the sequence will presumably show us what happens after the flourishing arrives, which means there is always a next poem.